Jones.
This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, hello, beautiful people of Jacksonville, my brothers and sisters. How are you? I pray that all is well with you. Shall we pray? Father God, I ask your words, your blessings, O God, your power, your understanding be disseminated to your people that you have called out of darkness into this most marvelous light. Open our understanding in your word. Hide us in the secrets of your tabernacle. In Jesus' name, amen. How are you? I pray that all is well with you. I want to give you this teaching on sound doctrine. And our scripture, the base, is 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And then the second scripture is 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. You know, I saw something on the Facebook with the illustration of a gentleman with the feather and an elderly man sitting on the bench, and the preacher was just tickling his ear with the feather. And I said, how profound. How soon, Paul says to the Galatian, have you turned from the truth? People do not even extend the invitation for Christ anymore. It is not even about salvation of the gospel anymore. The Spirit says that it speaks that in the last days, and we are in the last days, my brothers and sisters, we're in the days of apostasy. We're in the days of fornication. We're in the days of lasciviousness. We're in the days that the lie is the truth, and the truth is the lie. We're in dire times. We're in the age and the dispensation of time called false prophets and antichrist. People do not honor the Lord, neither with their mouths or their hearts. Jesus said before, they honor me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. Now, they don't want him in the heart, and surely he is not on their lips. When you have your heart seared with a hot iron, you ever put a piece of meat on a grill that it was hot, you'll see the markings on that piece of meat. It's seared. You can hear it sizzling. And that means that heart is no longer able to receive that which is good. Only those who know sound doctrine and are separated through obedience to that doctrine, which is the word of God, will be hated by men and slandered. Are you hated? Are you slandered for my name's sake, for the Son of Man's sake? Look at what happened in Ephesus when Paul taught in the synagogue in Acts 19:9. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples. Sometimes you got to separate yourself when they don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, because God ordained him and God ordained the gospel. He said, how did he say it? Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You got to separate yourself. not separating. Nothing affects you more than not separating yourself. He said, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. Let me tell you a little something. Nothing separates the sheep from the goat like sound doctrine and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen to what Jesus said to those who think that his being is to love everybody. In Matthew 10, 34 through 36, he says, think not that I have come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes, his enemies, shall be they of his own household. In Romans 9, 9 through 13, for this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither have any done anything good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob has I loved, and Esau have I hated. Yes, God loves the world. But God chooses whom he loves and whom he hates. God says in Isaiah 45 with Cyrus, he says, I, the Lord, create good and I create evil. I came not to send peace, but a sword. That sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that separates the elect from the elect wheat from the non-elect chaff, that separates the sheep from the goats, separates the elect from the non-elect, and separate the holy from the unholy. There is a more particular sense in which God is seen separating certain people unto himself and his servants. The Holy Spirit is said to separate Barnabas and Paul to the particular work wherein he has called them. Paul, in his salutation in Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. You have to separate yourself to the gospel of God. You cannot live unholy, unthankful, without natural affection, truth breakers, covenant breakers, unholy, unthankful, and ungodly. You have to separate yourself. I'm here to tell you, you have to separate yourself. The reiterated idea of separation in the New King James Version is a bondservant. Note the separation. By the way, it is not called to be an apostle, as in the King James. In the Greek, it declares that he is a called or an elect apostle. Paul had once been a slave of the law, which was merely a schoolmaster pointing and leading him to Christ. He was now separated from the law to be a bondservant of Jesus Christ himself. He changed masters. When he changed masters, he changed horizons. Furthermore, was now an apostle or a sent one or separated to the Lord as an elect messenger of the gospel. None of this was by the choice of Paul. If you remember the scene on the Damascus Road, it did not make a decision for Christ. Paul did not make a decision for Christ. Christ made the decision for Paul. Paul was drawn to the Father and to Christ because it was his purpose. It was the result of the will of God apart for the will of Paul. Now, when being separated speaks of a new horizon, it may be said quite correctly that he, the apostle, was off horizon to the gospel of God. You see, when one is determined by his center or position in which he finds himself, the horizon, if you will, let me tell you about this. The horizon from the Tower of the Americas in San Antonio, Texas, is far different than the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington. Like the law and the gospel, they have much in common, yet they are miles apart. Paul was centered in the law of Moses. Therefore, his horizon was far different before the eventful day on the Damascus Road. He had been zealously persecuting the body of Christ. Then, in the midst of the rejection of Jesus Christ as Messiah, he was forcefully converted to a new center and a new horizon. He was now off horizon to the gospel of God. As such, his former companions would not count him to be eccentric, that is, off-centered, and they would make him now the object of their persecution. Are you being persecuted? Were you walking, persecuting the people of God for the sake of the Son of Man? Are you eccentric for the sake of the Son of Man? Are you off horizon by the gospel? Are you separated to God in such a way that people slander you because you're faithful in your testimony to sound doctrine? Or does the world love you? If the world loves you because it loves its own, and there's a message in there, if the world loves you, do the world love you? The apostle writes in Galatians 1, 15 and 16, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, why did he do that, Paul? To reveal his son in me, that I might preach amongst the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. I'm here to tell you, you cannot confer with flesh and blood, because God is a spirit, as it says in John 4:24. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when God is saying to Paul, as he's writing, that God separated me from my mother's womb, the womb which symbolizes darkness speaks of an apostle's spiritual birth by the will of God, which brought him out of darkness into the marvelous light. It is God that has purchased us with his own blood, that we may live to the express image of his greatness and the power of his might. Yet, and here we see in the predestinating implication, long before his experience on the Damascus Road, Paul realized now that he has been separated to the apostleship in the divine plan. In addition to the general and the particular, speaking on the separation of the elect from the non-elect, the clean from the unclean, the holy from the unholy, our Lord says, so shall it be at the end of the age, that shall come forth and separate the wicked from amongst the righteous. And before the Son of Man and before him shall be gathered all nation, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from his goats. In Matthew 25:32, it is the Lord who severs his own from those who are not his own. It is God, the predestinating order that God ordains. Paul warns the Athenians in Acts 17:30 and 31. And the time of this ignorance, he say, God winked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. Ordained here means that man which was separated unto himself. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter spoke in the house of Cornelius in Acts 10:42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. That which the triune God has ordained or decreed or separated must surely come to pass. God's word shall not return unto him void, but shall accomplish all that it pleases him. God in the predestined order of time before, because God is outside of time and space, God understands that when he speaks, it must come to pass, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Not anything that was made was not made, but all things were made by him. The appointment and the appointed day of judgment is immutably fixed, like a roll of Jesus of Nazareth, as the righteous judge of the living and the dead. This was established in pre-creation, eternity's past, what Jehovah ordains must take place exactly on schedule and precisely as planned. Our Lord was separated as the eternal Son of God in a dramatic way by his resurrection. Paul said in Romans 1:4 that Jesus Christ is declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy, and follow peace and holiness with all men, for without no man shall see God." The resurrection of Jesus Christ manifest the divine decree in the matter given by faithful people that was done and given by the Father before the world was made. The Son of Man goes where it is determined. The divine decree was given to Jesus by the Father to sanctify all that would come unto him, and no man would be able to pluck them out of his hand. The Son of Man goes where it is he is determined. In Luke 22:22, "And truly the Son of Man goes as it was determined, but woe unto him whom he is betrayed." The betrayal and the surprise, it wasn't a surprise to Jesus, but it was a surprise to the disciples, as they wrote in John 6:7, in the 70th verse, "Jesus answered them, have not I chosen 12, and one of you is a devil." God knew who the devil was in his midst, and he did not deny Judas the fellowship. He did not deny Judas when he sent the disciples out two by two. He did not deny him the power to cast out devils. He did not deny him the ordinationship of an apostleship. But he knew that he chose 12, and one of them was a devil. In Matthew 26:25, all God is saying is, "Come out from amongst them." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" Now, you know, when you do wrong, you ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins, cleanse you from unrighteousness, create in you a clean heart, and renew the right spirit, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. He will not do it. He will never leave you or forsake you. You lean and lift your eyes into the hills from which cometh your help, because all your help come from the Lord. He said unto him, thou hast said, a divine declaration is the same as a divine appointment. In the words of God in the Old Testament about the slaughtering of lambs, was it not the priests that offered the lambs as burnt offerings? So is it with Jesus. By a determinate counsel, Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determining counsel and foreknowledge of God. You see that, my brothers and sisters? The foreknowledge of God before pre-creation, before eternity. God is outside of time and space, so before time. You see that, my brothers and sisters? You have taken and by wicked hands have you crucified and slain. We see it was the high priest Caiaphas in Matthew 26:65-66. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what more witness do we need? What think ye? They answered and said, he's guilty of death. This speaks of Christ. This was the cup that he drank. He paid the penalty for sin of those that are in him, which is the elect. Jesus said, Father, if it's thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. We have to be in obedience as Christ. Like a sheep led before his shearers, he was dumb, never said a mumbling word. He came to extend the reconciliation and the right to the tree of life to each and every one of us that are chosen in the preordained time of God, in the dispensation of his magnificent and divine glory, the cup of the wrath and fury. People always ask, well, why am I saved? I want to know, why are you saved? What are you saved from? Well, actually, we are saved from the wrath of God. We are saved from the fury of God. He who knew no sin became sin for us. God poured out on Jesus Christ on that cross his ultimate wrath, which was death. For the wages of sin, the payment of sin is death. For one man, Caiaphas said, should die that the whole nation not perish. Speaking of Jesus Christ, he is the atoning lamb. He is our propitiation. He is our counselor. He is our mighty God. He is our everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our lily of the valley, our rose of Sharon. He is our everlasting Father, and he is our perpetual and everlasting reward. The blood that was put in the basin and then sprinkle on the mercy seat seven times, which the number seven signifies perfection and completion. You see, the goat did not make atonement for the world when the priest and Moses made the sacrifice. It only made atonement for the people of God. The whole world was not redeemed for their sins when Moses sacrificed the goat. And the scapegoat that went into the wilderness was only for the sins of God's people, which is spiritually now in this dispensation of time in 2018, spiritual Israel. We rejoice with great delight. The unrighteous rise up against the doctrine of God and his absolute sovereignty. They mark it to their own peril, which is sad. A separated God demands a separated people. He who is truly born will separate himself from the irreligious world, but also from the religious but lost world. When he discovers that the doctrine of sovereign grace are rejected, let me repeat that. When he discovers, when she discovers, when they discover that the doctrine of sovereign grace is rejected, he would separate, they would separate themselves. In 2 Corinthians 6, 17, wherefore come out from amongst them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. As I close, in Matthew 7, 21 and 23, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say in that day, Lord, yes. Have we not prophesied? Yes, you preached. In your name, yes. You cast out devils? Yes, you did. You had the Holy Spirit. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Satan can't cast out Satan. Yes, I gave it to you. And in your name, did we do many wonderful works? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. But I don't know you. You're not mine. Well, Lord, what are you saying? I'm saying many are called, but a few are chosen. And you have to make sure that you stay with God, because it's God in and it's God out. He said, then I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Revelation 22:11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Those of you who are listening, will you stretch forth your hand and repeat with me, if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray, Jesus, let their hearts be touched and convicted that they need a Savior, that you died, that you were buried, and that you raised from the dead, that we may be reconciled back to God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's hard to hear that anymore. You don't hear people extend Christ to the people. But I want you to know, unless you're extending the gospel in Christ, you're not in the gospel. You're not in sound doctrine. I ask that you support this ministry. I ask that you support Christ Zion, Inc. You can go to the website, ChristZion.com, ChristZion.com. You can follow me on Facebook, and Bible Voices on Facebook. I ask that the Lord Jesus Christ keep you from falling and present you spotless before his throne with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior. Remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you all God, all day, all the time. This is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. Principles for daily living. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me, you know it won't prosper now.
Yeah. just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Come on.
Down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
They call it down.
Get ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, I wanna